Hello and happy Tu B'Shvat to all of our wonderful Tomer Devora alumni. Tu B'Shvat, as you know, is the Rosh Hashanah for the trees. And when we talk about the Rosh Hashanah for the trees, it brings to mind our Rosh Hashanah and the idea of judgment. So let's bring together the two ideas of the trees being judged and what that means for us. There's a pasuk that says, Ki ha'adam hu eitz ha'sadeh, man is the tree of the field. So in some way, we're similar to trees. And in some way, on Rosh Hashanah, there's an inyan of judgment for us. So what Hashem is looking for to judge in us is something that has to do with trees. So in Tu B'Shvat, even though it looks like the trees are dead, they're actually in the process of flowering. There's something deep within a tree that's beginning the process of opening up whatever is inside the tree, getting things moving in the tree so that eventually in the spring, which is coming soon, Be'ezras Hashem, the tree will flower. So our din is on the same idea of how much growing and flourishing we're going to be zocha to. How many peiros are we going to provide? How much tzel are we going to give to other people? What are the results of our mitzvos and our actions and our chasadim going to be? So when we daven on Tu B'Shvat, we daven in this vein. We daven for our peiros. We daven that we have mitzvos that are complete. We daven that we're able to do chesed for other people and that we see positive results for our actions. There's an inyan on Tu B'Shvat to say many, many brachos, to say 100 brachos, because every bracha gives us an opportunity to connect to Hashem through the realization and the hakara of bracha. And when we have this hakara and this realization that of bracha, so it opens up more sharei bracha, and this realization of bracha also brings a simcha for us. So there's an inyan of simcha that goes along with brachos. There are different minhagim that people have to do Tu B'Shvat seders on Tu B'Shvat, and I just wanted to share one of them with you. There's one idea that says that we should have 4 plates of fruit on the table. The first plate has fruits that you can eat both the inside and the outside, like an apple. And when we eat these, we daven that we should be the same on the outside as the inside, toho kiboro, that we should not be hypocritical and seem one way on the outside when we're really different on the inside. We want to be as shalem as possible inside and out. The second plate is fruits with a pit inside, which we don't eat, like dates, olives, plums, or apricots. And what we daven when we eat these fruits is that we should be zocha to take out from ourselves the pits, the things that we don't need inside, things like sinna, hatred for other people, jealousy, midos that we know are bringing us down, attitudes that are negative for us. The third plate is fruits where we only eat the inside, not the outside, like citrus fruit, oranges, and in Israel we have pomelits and pomelos. And what we daven for when we eat those fruits is that Hashem should help us see the good within ourselves and within other people and not to look at people in only a superficial, external way. The fourth plate is the one that has the Shivas Haminim on it. And there are different kavanos that we have in mind when we eat each of the Shivas Haminim. The first one is chita, which is wheat, and you could have a cookie or something like that. And it's a segula for hatzlacha in Torah and seichel and chachma. The seora is barley, and that is we daven for shalom bayis, the carbon of the isha sota, who wrecked her shalom bayis, was a carbon of seora, so there's a shalom bayis connection there. When we have grapes, the geffen or grape juice, it's a segula for marriage and fertility, so that's what we daven for. The te'ena, the date, is something that is difficult to harvest. It takes time, so we daven for savlanus, for patience, when we eat the te'ena. The rimon, the pomegranate, is a unique fruit in that it has all those seeds together on the inside, which symbolizes the achdus of Klal Yisrael. So we daven for things that protect us from separations and pirud in Am Yisrael, like saying Lashon Hara or negative things, because what we really want is achdus. The zayit, the olive, is a segula for banim tzadikim, for righteous children, for a good name, and for the light of Torah. And last but not least is the tamar, is the date, which when we eat the tamar, we daven for health and for refuah and in general for hatzlacha and greatness. So I wish all of you a happy Tu B'Shvat, and I look forward to being in touch.